This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just when you think you've heard it all, reality television goes you one better. Fear Factor, American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, which got 17 million people to watch last night's season opener. Season 16, if you can believe it, because celebrity competitions mean big money for the networks. Tonight, though, well, I'll let you be the judge. ABC takes the reality formula to new heights, if you will, for its new show, Splash. 10 celebrities, a 10-meter diving platform. What could possibly go wrong? Gigi Dubin has that story.
Unless you're, oh, I don't know, a summer Olympian, diving can be pretty boring. But throw some celebrities into the mix, show a little skin, and you've got yourself a show. At least that's the premise behind ABC's reality TV show, Splash. Extreme skier Rory Bushfield is among the show's 10 contestants, along with comedian Louis Anderson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Bushfield says he almost face-planted in the water the other day and ruptured an eardrum.
I'd say I'm a terrible diver, yeah. Going in headfirst is not easy.
That's good, because people want to see bad diving, and they want drama. Here's a typical exchange between trainer and former Olympic diver Greg Louganis and Kendra Wilkinson, former resident of the Playboy Mansion.
What the f*** do you think you're telling me right now? That I don't have a fear of heights? I'm sick of you picking on me.
You know what? I'm not even picking on you, Kendra.
I'm working on me, not you.
And then there's the swimsuit factor. That works to attract viewers, says Rob Cesternino, who produces a podcast about reality TV. Until
we get to, we're talking about Louis Anderson in a swimsuit. Sure, yeah.
Deborah Jaramillo is assistant professor of television studies at Boston University. She says the idea of pitting celebrities against one another in sports isn't new.
I'm just surprised that they narrowed it down to diving. It just seems so bizarre.
Actually, it's been tried before. Splash is modeled on a British show, and Fox back in January aired Stars in Danger, The High Dive, its own celebrity diving special. That was a flop. The winners, Jaramillo says, are the D-list celebrities and the network.
It's great publicity for them, and it's very, very cheap for the network as well.
So Jaramillo says there's little to lose and lots to gain. If Splash is anything like ABC's hit Dancing with the Stars, all the network has to do is plug in a new celebrity cast every season and watch the money flow in. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.